Reverend clergy, venerable religious, my dear friends in Christ, it is a very human tendency to compare things. In fact, that is how we make many of our judgments. We may only know that an item is not of the highest quality because we have seen, maybe we have experienced for ourselves the quality of a finely crafted item. We know maybe the concept of being ruined. You try a wine, and it is the best wine that you have ever tasted in your life, and you say, well, all other wine is ruined now in comparison. This can be true of so many different things. But there is a comparison that makes all of these other comparisons seem small indeed, even pointless. Like there is no degree of difference at all. This comparison, what we consider today on the feast of Our Lady's Assumption, that is between the joys of heaven and the things of earth. We might consider the most enjoyable, the most delightful things. I'm sure that there are many things that come to mind. We've got all sorts of plans maybe for our home. Oh, if only we had the money to build that extension that we want or to redo the floors, how awesome would that be? Or maybe if we just won the lottery, we could buy that nice big, we don't need a mansion, but a nice big house out in the country, away from the craziness of people. Imagine the greatest possible earthly pleasure. My dear friends, compared to the joys of heaven, it is truly nothing. All that the world has to offer, all money, all power, all fame, we might consider for the sake of our human brains that all of these things together are like a poorly crafted meal. It's like eating ramen noodles. And the greatest possible banquet, a banquet at which every imaginable delight, the best that we can imagine as far as the palate goes, and not only that, but we are never full. We never get tired of the delightful flavors that are offered us at this banquet. What a poor comparison that is indeed, but we understand the breadth, the difference between the two. This is a concept that needs to be central in our lives. We are not meant for here. God put us on this planet for one purpose, for one reason only. We learn this when we are very young. We study from the Baltimore Catechism. Why did God make you? God made me to know, to love, to serve him in this life, to be happy with him forever in the next. We consider today the greatest feast of our Blessed Mother. Pope Pius XII said indeed that this is the culmination of all of the feasts of Our Lady throughout the year. We think not only of her Dormition, her glorious resurrection and assumption into heaven, her final reward, but also the crowning of Mary as Queen of Heaven and the universe. No more is she subject to the pains, the sufferings, the disappointments of this world. We know that she never gave, even for a moment, a second look at the joys or the pleasures of this world. Her focus was entirely, 100%, on the joys of heaven. She knew the difference between the two. There was indeed no comparison, and she knew this. But it was God's will, after his ascension into heaven, that she stay on this earth for some time. How she must have suffered in these years apart from her son, looking forward to that day when they would be truly physically reunited. We know that their hearts beat as one, that though our Lord was gone, ascended into heaven, always he was present in her soul. But what a magnificent day. Can we imagine not only her joy, but the joy in heaven, the incredible joy of the angels who had awaited this moment since their creation, the joy of her spouse, Saint Joseph. Even the joy of the Most Holy Trinity. My dear friends in Christ, we cannot fully comprehend the joy that awaits us in heaven, the joy that Almighty God has made for those who love him. There is no comparison to this and the things of the world. Very often we hear from the saints the idea of despising the things of this world. And it begs a question, are we really supposed to hate the good things that God created? After all, there are legitimate joys and pleasures. This is the work of God's hand. But I believe that this is the meaning of the saints. If we are to compare anything that the world has to offer is despicable indeed when compared with the joys of heaven. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. On this feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let us congratulate her for being able to finally put away the miseries of this world. That she finally comes into the fullness of that joy, that reward prepared for her. And for ourselves, let us be sure that our focus remains on heaven. There is so much in this world to disturb us, to frighten us, to distract us. If we have our mind and our heart in heaven, then this should, nothing should give us worry. Nothing really ought to frighten us, except for the thought that we will give in to those distractions and our focus will shift from heaven to the things of this world. That is the only real danger that we face. But if we follow our Blessed Mother, if we make the goal of our life the same as hers, to give her entire heart, mind, and soul to the love of her Lord, to the love of our Lord, there is nothing that ought to frighten us. Let us be so moved and encouraged by the sight of our Blessed Mother assumed into heaven. It's as if we follow her up with our gaze as she goes to her Father. My dear friends in Christ, let us keep our gaze there. Let us never falter. Let us keep our eyes on heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.